This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric, underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with a rapidly transforming world. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव. इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है. अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it today with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of posts in the CAPFs to be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General. And all posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by deputation only. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill yesterday. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offences to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. Campaigning has gained momentum for assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined a roadshow in Kolkata in support of party candidates from Bhavanipur, Rajbihari, Baliganj and Chaurangi assembly constituencies. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said that the lives of the people of West Bengal have become nightmares due to corruption, lack of security for women, infiltration and subsequent demographic changes. Mr. Shah arrived in Assam this afternoon on a two-day visit to campaign for NDA candidates ahead of the assembly elections. Addressing a poll rally in Kaliabor constituency of Nagaon district, Mr. Shah criticized the Congress party for neglecting Assam during its tenure. The Supreme Court today took a serious note of an incident in West Bengal's Malda district where seven judicial officials engaged in special intensive revision SIR exercise were taken hostage, terming it deplorable. Taking sumo to cognizance of the incident, the court criticized the state administration and sought responses from the state chief secretary, director general of police and other officials over their inaction on the issue. All these officers have been directed to remain present virtually before the Supreme Court on the 6th of this month. In boxing, India's Aditya Pratap Yadav stormed into the quarterfinals of the Asian Boxing Championships, defeating Saudi Arabia's Musa Alosor in men's 65kg category at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.